Shabbat Shalom. Am I on? Yeah. Okay. So today's Haftorah is out of Amos 9, 7 through 16. I'm going to take this in two parts. Okay. People of Israel, are you any different from the Ethiopians to me? Asked Adonai. True, I brought Israel up from Egypt. But I also brought the Philistine from Kaphtor and Aram from Kir. Look, the eyes of Adonai Elohim are on the sinful kingdom. I will wipe it off the face of the earth. Yet I will not completely destroy the house of Yaakov, says Adonai. For when I give the order, I will shake the house of Israel there among the Goyim, as one shakes with a sieve, letting no grain fall to the ground. All the sinners among my people who say disaster will never overtake us or confront us will die by the sword. Yahweh is speaking through his servant Amos, whose name means burden bearer. Amos was a shepherder and fig tree keeper born and raised in a rural village called Tekoa, which was 12 miles south of Jerusalem in the southern kingdom. Amos was called by Yahweh to prophesy at a time when Judah and Israel were living a progressive lifestyle. Yahweh is declaring a message that judgment is about to take place. The northern kingdom had become corrupt, and sin was breaking down the very social fabric of society. Many lived a luxurious lifestyle where the poor suffered, and idol worship and corruption was evident. They had a false sense of security, complacency, and optimism. So in Amos chapter 1, just to kind of give an overview here. Let's see, do I have this? Is that what it is? Okay. I'll just go ahead and read it then. So Yahweh is condemning, in chapter 1 of Amos, Yahweh is condemning the sins of the surrounding nations for slave trafficking, hostility towards their own people, genocide, shameful treatment of dead bodies, and idol worship. And in Amos chapter 2, Yahweh is judging Judah and Israel for rejecting Torah by stealing from the poor, taking that money and buying expensive food, drink, and nice furniture, and then reclining at the altars of foreign gods, forcing the Nazarites to drink wine, prohibiting prophecy, engaging in sexual perversion that was specifically denounced in Torah, profaning the name of Yahweh, drinking wine in Adonai's house, and lying to Yahweh and others. Okay. In Amos chapter 4, Yahweh is announcing the curses of Deuteronomy 28 at his disposal that he's using in attempts to draw them back to him, yet they didn't repent or turn course. So we see a pattern of blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience in biblical history that are used with the nations that bear his name. If we are true Torah believers, then we must acknowledge the blessings and curses are also for today in effect America. I would like to encourage you to take some time and read the blessings and curses out of Deuteronomy 28 and see where we as a nation are in regards to them. Just as in the days of Amos, where evil reigned outside the boundaries of the northern and southern kingdoms and within, we see evil outside the land of America and within. There are evil leaders and evil judges who have abandoned the Torah. They are sacrificing the children to the God of convenience, and a people given over to a debased mind. There is slave trafficking, genocide, a people engaged in forbidden sexual perversions, an attempt to corrupt the seed of the earth and of mankind through the DNA alteration, idol worship, and more. America as a nation has been given extra time and grace with little evidence of turning course. So I have some thoughts, some questions just to consider. Are these truly the days of Elijah, Moses, Ezekiel, and David? Do you really believe these are the last days? Are we born for such a time as this? We have lived to see both the blessings and now the advances of the curses in our day. So what is the purpose of being born in this time? What do we teach our kids and our grandkids? How do we occupy the land, prepare for the end times, and also God's kingdom? And what percentage of our time do we dedicate to each? So the second part of this is Amos 9, 11 through 15. So when that day comes, I will raise up the fallen Sukkah of David. I will close up its gaps, raise up its ruins, and rebuild it as it used to be, says Adonai, so that Israel can possess what is left of Edom and the nations bearing my name, says Adonai, who is doing this. The days will come, says Adonai, when the plowman will overtake the reaper, and the one treading grapes, the one sowing seed. Sweet wine will drip from the mountains, and all the hills will flow with it. I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel. They will rebuild and inhabit the ruined cities. They will plant vineyards, drink their wine, cultivate gardens, and eat their fruit. I will plant them on their own soil, no more to be uprooted from their land, which I gave them, says Adonai, your God. So over the last couple of weeks, the Lord put it on my heart to compile some things from a few different books of the Bible and to encourage with these words. So I've compiled them together in kind of a chronological format. And so it's out of Revelation 21, 22, 1 Thessalonians 4, 1 Corinthians 15, and Isaiah 11, 55, 56, 57, 60, 62, and 65. Your salvation is close to coming, your righteousness to being revealed. The Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a rousing cry, with a call from one of the ruling angels, with God's shofar, and those who died with the Messiah will be the first to rise. And then those who are left still alive will be caught up with Him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and we will always be with Him. God's Spirit will be with mankind. He will live with you. You will be His people, and He Himself will be your God. God with them. No more will babies die in infancy. The days of my people will be like the days of a tree. We will all be changed, and the dead will be raised to live forever, clothed with imperishability and immortality. When the body is raised, it will not decay. When it is raised, it will be beautiful and strong, a body controlled by the Spirit. You will bear the image of the man from heaven. I will give him an everlasting name that will not be cut off. I will bring them to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. You will be called by a new name, which Adonai will pronounce. You will be a glorious crown in the hand of Adonai, a royal diadem held by your God. Your God will rejoice over you. I will give them power and a name greater than sons and daughters. I will heal them. I will lead them and give them comfort. Adonai will be your light forever, and your days of mourning will end. They will inherit the land forever and be the branch I planted, my handiwork, in which I take pride. The leaves of the tree will be for healing of the nations, and no longer will there be any curses. He will wipe away every tear from your eyes. There will no longer be any death, no longer be any mourning, crying, pain, for I am making everything new. Past things will not be remembered. They will no more come to mind. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. And the throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city, and His servants will worship Him. They will see His face. They will see His face. And His name will be on their foreheads. Violence will no longer be heard in your land. Desolation, destruction within your borders. No longer will night exist, and Adonai, Yah, God, will shine upon them. They will reign as kings forever and ever. We will go out with joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst out into song. All the trees in the countryside will clap their hands, and you will see and be radiant, and the riches of the seas will be brought to you, the wealth of nations coming to you. Yes, these are the days of Elijah. Yes, we were born for such a time as this. Yes, I, like you, choose to be a radical soldier in Yahweh's army and will continue to submit to his authority. And yes, it is an honor to stand beside you as a brother during these times. In the name above all names, thank you.